In my own defense. Let's have some time out of the way. I'd like to read a few extemporaneous words from my laboriously prepared script. It says, we're all of us familiar with the Christmas carol about the poor little juggle fella who had nothing to offer the Virgin as a Christmas present, and how he very bravely performed his crummy bank tricks before her statue, hoping to please her well. In a similar spirit, I can only thank all you in my own peculiar way. You see, I am a habitual versifier. Yet I can no more help dabbling in rhymes than some people can't help stammering or biting their nails or liking to animate. So I propose to recite a few lines of my stuff as my thanks to you feller acepients for that elegant holy grail, whatever it is, and for all them kind words from Kimball, as we say in Brooklyn, and of course for the voluptuous free feed my good wife and I have enjoyed. The first item has no title, but I'm sure it will explain itself. It's short. In fact, it's nothing but the well-known limerick. There's a note. Don't forget to turn the page. Okay. Electronics, mathematics, and how pi works. That's capital P, capital I, not P-I-E. Electronics, mathematics, and how pi works was so much duck soup of pi works. He explained off the cuff fifth dimension and stuff, and even how the zipper on your fly works. Limericks are fun, all right, especially if they're a little, you know, or a lot. Like a young man from St. James who was fond of practical games. But I can't recite that one. We don't want to be rated by the American Sponsoring Suppression of Lascivious Lyric Society. Do we? The American Sponsoring, that makes an interesting acronym. So let's limerick alone on safer ground. Said a clever cartoonist named Kimball, I can animate wearing a thimble. And I could, if I chose, flip my drawings with my nose. But he found out that wasn't so simple. Let's get off the limerick tip for a while. The next thing is a harmless little number called Wheels. It's about wheels, believe it or not. No, let's try not to sniffle. Am I sniffling? A pass on the group who invented the wheel, bad cess to his meddling and misguided zeal. How pleasant, how quiet this world would have stayed if he had been stillborn or not made the grave. What sequence of sorrows came hard on the heels of that brainstorm he had in his primeval bog? Troubles untold can be all traced to wheels, like the steering, the paddle, the fly, and the cog. One, two. But the wheels that bedevil and plague us are no damned roulette wheels in Las Vegas. Well, now another limerick. Young Up was the best in the nation, a wizard at cartoon creation. One day, they record, he dozed at his board and invented suspended animation. A little explanation is in order about the next item. Maurice Maeterlinck wrote The Bluebird and Peleus and Melisande, you know, the high grade corn. The author wrote what was considered the definitive study of our bees, very appropriately called The Life of the Bee. To this, I can only say, Mr. Maeterlinck, hooey. A lot you know about bees. So as my last opus, I'm going to give you lucky acepians the real scan. This little biological and highly scientific number is entitled Confessions of a Bee Girl, or The Plight of the Bumblebee. Look on me. I'm a bee. A frustrated female, what you see. What good is a heart that is tender and a willingness to surrender when I know that matrimony is not for me? For I'm the slob, the one with jobs, work, work, work from dawn until it gets dark. But to give and not be given is no substitute for flitting to be bitten by some love bug in the dark. How I yearn, oh, how I burn. I swear to you, my honey's turning sour. All I want from me is some handsome son of a bee to buzz with, till the bugger loses power. My cute knees were meant to please. My stinger would get pinches in Paris. But a beeline, by the hour, from the beehive to the flower, the only line that's ever handed me. In my dreams, sometimes it seems I'm getting all that sweet stuff that I crave when some handsome honey stealer with a fascinating feeler lays the hive and steals away this willing slave. I never shall be someone's gal. Let's face it, I can never be a wife, folks. The tragic truths are these. Maybe the birds, but not the bees, can fill you in about the facts of life. No, there's another limerick coming. 125-year-old Kimball named Ward at Heaven's Gate admission implored. St. Peter didn't say, "Please to enter, I pray," but ding, ding, toot, toot, all aboard. In the Christmas carol, the statue of the Virgin smiled down at the presumptuous little juggler to let him know that his poor, silly little efforts had pleased him, and he was very happy. And if my word juggleness pleased you fellow seekers, then I too was very happy. And Merry Christmas. A final thought to you gals and girls out there in the audience. Be awfully, awfully glad and thank your lucky stars that you're not bees. Thank you.